Blog Talk Radio.
Reggie Johnson.
And we're your hosts this morning, this glorious, beautiful morning. Oh, I went out this morning, Dr. Reggie, for a quick little walk, and the birds were just singing. They're so happy. So I decided I'm going to sing this morning and be happy too. Dr. Reggie had a look of panic. Please don't break out in song this morning. Oh, my goodness. So it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful morning.
It really is beautiful.
And we are talking about the law of attraction. We had a great class yesterday. I just loved it. And I went back to listen to the show yesterday. And so I want to go back and expand on some things to bring some clarity, although I know that you guys get it, but I feel a responsibility to come back and talk about action and put it in perspective. So we're going to explore that today, but we are continuing our discussion of co-creating our own money empire. So we are really focusing on money because so many of you want money, need money, desire money, you know, we're going to fix it once and for all, right? So that you know that you can have money anytime you want. You can create money anytime that you want. Money is the least of your problem. Ooh, can you imagine moving into that reality?
Yes.
Money is the least of my problem. I can create money whenever I want.
True.
I have a money empire. Wow.
I love it. They tell people God ain't broke.
God ain't broke. Amen. That's right. Dr. Reggie always says that. God ain't broke. If God ain't broke and God is in you, that means that you ain't broke.
You're a child.
And I can hear people say, oh, this woman is crazy. She could see my bank account.
But it's not about the physical. There's money coming in all directions all the time.
All the time. You're blocking it. Just that thought alone is blocking your blessing. All right, so we're going to get into that. I want to play a little bit of a song. Can I play a little bit of a song?
Uh-huh.
I just want to hear this song this morning. I won't play the whole thing.
Looking out every moment find the stillness, ripple even in my darkest day. Happiness rains down on me, I'm sheltered always with comfort. Illuminate me in the radiance, no more sorrow.
Catcher. Yep, that's Faith Rivera. She said, Cynthia, you can play my music anytime. So I said, I want to hear her voice this morning. I love her. That was a gift from us. So a gift to us, and I love her. She has a lot of positive new thought lyrics. So I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are so joyous this morning. And so grateful to be alive on planet Earth, standing right at the edge of life itself, glorifying your name and glorifying your presence in our bodies and in our life affairs. Thank you for leading us in the direction of hope and faith and trust and letting us know that abundance is all around us. As that song demonstrated, the sun catcher is always there, and it's shining its light on us all the time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And with that light and the light in the world, we become light unto positive energy and thought. And that thought brings in the rewards that we're asking for with our faith and belief, knowing the light of you is inside of us. Let us never lose sight of the beautiful light that you are in each single person on earth. And let it sparkle and shine always in our understanding, in our wisdom, in our faith and trust always. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So yesterday, Jermaine called in, and Maggie called in, and Rita called in, and Jean answered questions, and Karen answered questions. We had some activity going on yesterday. And so we want to continue that. I want to say good morning to everyone that's in our chat room. Hi, Pam. Hope all is well. But in those calls yesterday, when I went back to listen to them, I was really emphasizing the importance of your thoughts and your feelings in the manifestation process. And I kind of boo-hooed action. But I want to give you some clarity here about the purpose of actions and how actions integrate in this process. It does not mean that when we say it's all about your thoughts and it's all about your feelings, that is what stirs the pot of creation, your thoughts and your feelings. And from your thoughts and your feelings, when now all that activity begins to stir, things start happening on the physical plane. For instance, people that you may need will come to you. An opportunity may present itself to you. Now, if you choose not to pursue that opportunity, then another opportunity will come if your consciousness is in the right way. You always have the choice. So yes, at that point, you're going to take an action. And what will happen is you'll say, you know, this feels right. Oh, this is just what I was asking for. Oh, my goodness, this is just what I needed. Let me give you an example. Dr. Reggie and I produced an event in California called WildFest. That is the Walk on Water Enlightenment and Empowerment Festival. Walk on Water. Ooh, I loved it. So we created this event called Speed Life Coaching. And we had to make up all the rules for this event. You know, no one's ever done speed life coaching. And we were trying to figure out, how do we make this work, you know, and organize it in a way? Because it was, people love the idea, but then we actually had to make it work and figure out the rules and the guidelines. And so what happened in that process? I made a phone call, I made a couple of phone calls, and one of the people that I contacted was actually the director of a life coaching institute. And from him, I was able to get guidelines that fit into the paradigm of life coaching. And I was able to implement it. The next challenge that we had was finding enough coaches to be able to serve the public within these guidelines, because every 30 minutes I needed a minimum of three coaches, but I had five different categories. I needed a lot of coaches so that I could handle at least 5 to 10 people in one category. So that meant that I had to have, let's say if I needed five tables active in the category of finances, that really meant that I needed to have 3 times 5, so active in that category, because every person needed to see 3 coaches. So for me to have 5 people active, I needed to have 15 coaches. Where was I going to find all these coaches? Because I had five categories. If I had 15 coaches in each one, that was going to be a problem. So I started calling some coaches and seeing if they were interested. I had to take that action. But what happened was coaches started calling me, and I quickly filled it up. And here's the other thing. I had a clarity about the type of coaches that I wanted. I wanted coaches that were very intuitive. And every last one of the coaches that called me, they were also intuitive. So you see how I had clarity of thought in terms of what I needed. I didn't say, this will never happen, or I'll never find all of these people. I maybe had to take 1 or 2 steps, but then every time I made 1 or 2 phone calls, I would hit one. It didn't take me making 100 phone calls. I would literally make 1 or 2 phone calls, and it would start the ball rolling for everything. And eventually, to have that many coaches calling you and saying yes. And listen, they were traveling from all over the country to come there to work to be a speed life coach. So action is important. I don't want to boo-hoo action, okay? And I wanted to clarify that for you. Dr. Reggie and I just had some things to come up, and we didn't even have to ask for certain things. People began manifesting in our life to fulfill needs that we had. So just know that you need to be aware when the opportunity presents itself to take the steps forward, to continue moving forward. And you should be able to recognize the opportunities that are in alignment with your energy or with that which you're projecting. It will be a perfect fit. There will be no disharmony in the situation at all. You won't feel resentful. You're not going to feel inferior. You're just going to be vibrationally in alignment with the action that is, or the opportunity that is presenting itself. Let me tell you, God's plan for your life is divine perfection. And when you are in alignment with that divine energy, it is perfect. There are no losers, no winners. Everybody wins. There's nobody that has to lose when the right opportunity presents itself. Amen? All right. So yesterday we were talking about Abraham was sharing with us this, the story of the woman who struggled. Now, I want to go back and talk about that struggling thing because it's in association with these, with taking action. And he says, he goes on to say that financial success or any other kind of success does not require hard work or action, but it does require alignment of thought. It requires alignment of thought. You have to do your energy work because you simply cannot offer a negative thought about things that you desire and then make up for it with action or hard work. How many of you have been able to lay down at night and say, I need to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:30 in the morning and don't set your alarm clock and then you wake up at 4:30. I did this last night as an experiment. I said, oh, it was like 1:25 when I went to bed. I said, I need at least 4 hours of sleep. And so please wake me up in about 4 hours. Guess what time I woke up this morning? I did my energy work first. I set my intention. I had a clear thought, and I knew that I would get enough rest in 4 hours, and I woke up at 5:30 exactly with no alarm clock. Refreshed.
Programmed subconscious mind.
Exactly. I created that experience for me. I created that experience for me. Why am I bringing that up? Because your thoughts create your experiences all the time, all the time. Do the thought first. See, what we do is we sit down and we write down on a piece of paper or we talk to our friends or we go and have meetings and we set these goals. Get the thought in alignment first. Have clarity of thought. Even if something as simple as what time you want to wake up in the morning. I love that one. That was so easy to do, isn't it?
Well, it is because, you know, Benjamin Franklin did it. He said he wanted to get up at 7 every morning for his experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And never had an alarm clock once they had them.
Yeah.
But he never wanted to use it because his subconscious mind was programmed to get up. So you set the intention.
Mm-hmm.
You tell yourself you're going to do it before you go to sleep. And so you're programming that in your mind. And your mind, your subconscious mind is where God planted everything. So you know what to look for. That's the part of your body that makes you wake up, makes you go to the bathroom, it tells you when to get up out of your sleep.
Yeah.
It tells you everything. It regulates everything in the body automatically.
Yeah.
You don't do it. Your blood knows how to run upside down and against the law of gravity and keep you alive. So you program it and tell it things and it does it.
Yeah. Just that simple act makes you aware how you are the master of your faith.
Yep,
it really is. You are the master. So this is a little section that I wanted to share with you this morning. Most of you are much closer to a financial fortune than you are even allowing yourself to purely desire.
True.
Because in the thought that it might come, okay, you right away begin thinking of how disappointed you will be if it does not come in. How many of you do that? Okay, you know, oh, wow, I could win the lottery, oh, but that will never happen because the odds are blah, 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 blah. You know? We immediately begin to think about what it would be like and how disappointed we would be if it does not come in. And so in your lackful thought, you do not allow yourself to desire or to expect anything magnificent in terms of money. And that is the reason why, for the most part, you are living rather mediocre financial experiences. This will never happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know where the money's going to come from. And that's what you experience. So you are right when you think, okay, money isn't everything. How many of you heard Jermaine say that, but I know that money isn't everything, but I can't move forward. I can't do my marketing without the money. Yes, okay, so you're right. Money isn't everything. You certainly do not need money to have joy in your experience. But in our society where so much of what we live is tied to money in some kind of way, most of us associate money with freedom. And since freedom is a basic tenet of our being, then coming into alignment with money will help you to establish a balanced footing that will be of value to you in all other aspects of your experience. So we as humans have made money the foundation of everything. It's really thought that is the foundation, and money is the result of thought. Everybody agree with me on that? It is really thought, and money is the foundation of thought. Okay, so, or the creation of thought. So, but let's move on and talk about spending money and how comfortable we are in spending money. A very prevalent way of looking at money was expressed to Abraham by a woman who explained that she always felt uncomfortable when she spent money. She had over time managed to save quite a bit of money, but whenever she would think about spending some of it, she would freeze up and feel afraid to go another step further. All right, who can tell me where that, what's going on with that woman? Anybody this morning want to tell me what was prevalent in her thought atmosphere? You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can call 914-338-0590. I'll wait a few seconds to see if anybody wants to respond to that. I see no one jumping at it.
She fears she's been losing. She will.
She was, oh, okay. We have a couple of takers here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you and Dr. Reggie. It's Karen again.
Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Can you just reiterate the question again?
Okay. So there was this woman who had a problem. She had managed to save quite a bit of money, but every time she thought about spending it, she would freeze up.
Wait a minute. Every time she thought about what?
About every time she thought about spending the money, she would freeze up and feel afraid to go in another step further.
Fear. Her thoughts of fear. Her, you know, they were. It was fearful for her. So the energy. Yeah, she had a fear. I think there was some sort of fear. And that energy detracted.
Okay.
So therefore, yeah, that's my take on it.
Do any of you feel that her fear blocked blessing for her? Karen?
What'd you say? Her fear did what?
That her fear may have blocked blessing?
Of course. Fear
is
a negative energy. Negative energy. And so that's what, you know, that's why she wouldn't go forward.
Right. Okay. You're absolutely right. I'm going to let someone else come in and hear what they have to say
Okay. You all have a beautiful day, everybody.
Okay. You see her. Area code 661, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Rita calling from California.
Hey, Rita, calling from California. 2 days in
Hi.
A row.
I just liked you on Facebook yesterday, so hopefully you did see that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
I did like you on Facebook yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully I was able to join your group so that I can get your messages. The question that you did ask, I would say that it was, to piggyback on what the other young lady just said, it was the thought of lack.
Yes. Yes, it's lack. And that is so, because that's saying there's not going to be enough. There will never be enough. And so she became a hoarder of money. Okay? Let's, thank you very much. That was the word I was looking for. Fear. And the fear of lack. Those are the two words that I was looking for, but lack is number one. So let's see what how Abraham addressed this. It is certainly understandable that when you believe that your money is coming to you because of the action that you are offering, and you also believe that you will not always be able to offer that action, you would want to hold on to your money and spend it sparingly to make it last. However, that feeling of shortage slows the process of more money flowing into your experience. Are you guys getting that?
Mm-hmm.
It actually begins to block your blessing. So if you feel uncomfortable with the idea of spending money, then we absolutely do not encourage you to spend the money while you are feeling uncomfortable, because any action taken amidst negative emotion is never a good idea. But the reason for your discomfort is not about the action of spending the money. Instead, it is an indication that your thoughts about money in that moment are not a vibrational match to even your own desire. So listen to this. A belief in shortage, meaning not having enough, will never resonate with your broader knowing because there is no shortage. And here's the thing. Remember, when you have a discomfort, Abraham tells us the reason we have this feeling of discomfort is because we are not in alignment with our inner being. Our inner being is the divine essence of who we are. Our inner being is the God energy contained within us. Our inner being is our higher self. Our inner being is part of our non-physical self. And that is who we really are. Someone asked me last night, Jean called, and she said, Cynthia, please explain to me the meaning of you are in this world but not of this world. And I said, Jean, the best way I can explain this is that we are Land Rovers. There's the non-physical part of us sent us here to experience planet Earth and sample the soil and sample the experiences. This is all a big, huge experiment being here. And we have our physical senses, the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to taste and smell and touch. It's just like that Land Rover up on Mars picking up dirt and analyzing it. Those, our senses create help, and our thoughts and our words create these experiences. It's being recorded, and we can talk about that in another time. Everything that we are experiencing is being recorded in the Akashic record, and that information is being transferred back to our non-physical self, which is part of all that is, equaling and meaning God. Whew. So, yes, we are visitors here. This body is our space suit. And it transmits information back to the non-physical self of all that there is, which is God. Is that making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a belief in a shortage. So what I'm trying to tell you is that part of you that came from God knows that there is no such thing as lack. It knows that there is an unlimited supply because all you manifested, you created through thought. It, you cannot, but you know, an engine on a car works a certain way. I don't know what that is because I'm not a mechanic, okay? But there are pistons and there's cylinders and, you know, you go to a mechanic and he's telling you, well, this hose isn't working or this part isn't working. If I fix that, the whole machine will work. There's a whole mechanism in there that makes it work. The mechanism for manifestation of and creation of that which you need is through your thoughts and your words. And if that's not in alignment with the way the machine works, then you feel uncomfortable. You sputter. You experience lack. You experience all the negative emotions. That's why Abraham is saying, pay attention to how you feel, because that will be your guidance system in terms of whether or not you're making the machine work for you. You're making the law of attraction work for you in a positive way. This is so easy to get, but we make it so difficult because we are married to these beliefs that someone else planted into us to keep us in slavery. Set yourself free. The truth sets you free.
Amen.
Set yourself free. And you, and because you don't follow this so-called system does not mean that you will be in lack of anything, because you were divinely created to manifest that which you desire. Move out of the way. Get rid of the fear. Move forward. Declare and decree what is yours. It is your birthright.
Amen.
It is your birthright. Woo!
And it works so simply.
It's,
you know,
so simple.
Some people don't realize it's as simple as somebody saying, I wonder what Meredith is doing. The phone rings. You go, Meredith, oh, my God, I was just thinking about you. That simple thought registered a frequency and sent it through time and space to this person, and she picked up the phone and called you. You do the same thing. You're calling on prosperity. That simple thought, what would it, what would it be like to have such and such and such? And then let the thought go.
Yes.
And when it comes back from the universe, it comes back in concrete form.
Yes.
It's very simple.
Listen, any attention to lack of something that you really want, it is always going to produce a negative emotion within you. Because what? Why? Because your guidance system, your emotion, is letting you know that you have strayed from the broader basic understanding of abundance and well-being. It's letting you know, hey, you're off course here, Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
You are off course. Get back in alignment. Pay attention to how you feel. So now, how do we ease our discomfort and transform these fearful feelings into hope? And then to raise it even higher into expectation. And then from that place and that of feeling better, we can get rid of feeling frozen, right, and fearful that we won't have enough. And we will have confidence and enthusiasm. I mean, you know, right now I look forward to how I can create the next episode of Circles of Prosperity. I'm really jazzed right now, because every morning that I wake up, I get to try a new way to reach you, to reach your soul and awaken you, and that brings me great joy, great joy. So whether you are focused upon the shortage of money, or maybe you're seeing yourself as having only so many years to live. You know, I just turned 60, and that comes up for me a lot. what am I going to do with the rest of my life? There's not many years left.
Mm.
That's not a great thought, is it? So now I'm like, okay, create. I'm just going to have the joy of creating. You know, each day that is expended is one day closer to the end of your years. Yeah, I feel that way sometimes. Well, that feeling of decline is contrary to your broader understanding of the eternal nature of your being. We are eternal beings. If we don't accomplish everything in this lifetime, we can come back. So take that thought out of it. Let's go on the playground and have some fun today, right? In the same way that you understand that you do not have to attempt the impossible task of drawing enough air into your lungs to last all day or all week or even all year, but instead you easily breathe in and you easily breathe out. You're always receiving what you want or need whenever you want or need it. Money can flow in, money can flow out. And it does it with the same ease as your breathing once you achieve the expectation of eternal abundance. I think that it was Jean who said to me, abundance is displayed in our life all the time through the process of air. We cannot see air, but we never worry about not having enough to keep us alive.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even concerned about it. And that's the perfect demonstration of an abundant universe. So all the things that you actually need, and air is one of them, it is available to you in abundance. And remember that one of the things that will help you connect with how blessed we are is to look at nature. Right now, look at the trees. They lose their leaves, though it's so sad at some point to see all these little sticks. But the process even of what we consider, you know, when we move from summer to fall, everything is lush in summer, and then it comes to an end, and we start losing the leaves. But they turn beautiful colors before they pass on, don't they? Oh, my God, the oranges and the yellows. It gives you joy to even see the transition as they become sticks. And then we have a few months where it's cold and everything is barren, but life is continuing. Those trees are gearing up for the next spring during that winter, right? And now it's spring, it's here upon us, and we have pollen here in Atlanta. Oh, my God, it's horrible pollen right now, and everybody's suffering with their sinuses and sneezing and congestion, but the trees are blooming. The little green buds are beginning to appear. Some of them have the most beautiful pink bloom on some of the trees now. It's absolutely beautiful. So what we thought was just some sticks now is becoming lush again. And that is nature is a reflection of what we experience in our creation period. So there may be times when there is an ebb, there's not a whole huge inflow coming to us, but it's a process. And we continuously know that that's not the end because it's low. My income coming in today is low. That's not the end. Abundance is coming. And so you begin, if you in business, you become very aware of your ebb and flow. I can tell how many people listen to my show on a daily basis. But let a Super Bowl come, that on Sunday, that Monday, there's not going to be anybody there. Very few people. Easter, no people. it's a, what was the final four?
Mm.
When we were in that March Madness, low listenership. Everybody was staying up late watching the game.
Mm.
So even with this, I can see the ebb and the flow, right? Amen. Wow. Abraham says that in the same way that you understand that you do not have to attempt the impossible task of drawing, I read this already to you. So all of the money that you want is available to you or is available for you to receive. How many of you believe that? All of the money that you want is available for you to receive. All you have to do is allow it into your experience. And as the money flows in, you can gently allow it to flow out. For like the air that you breathe, there will always be more to flow. And you do not have to guard your money like holding your breath and not letting it out, because there will not be any more coming, because more is coming. Can you guys, you should write that one down. How many of you, when you spend, I did this. I'm not going to ask how many of you. This is my experience, okay? I would spend money on something extravagant that I wanted, and then I would beat myself up for spending the money. I shouldn't have spent that money. I really didn't need this. And here's the thing, because my father said, taught me, only buy what you need, not what you want. So anything that anytime a little splurge I had, I felt bad about it. I spent all that creative energy feeling bad about something that I thought was going to bring me joy. And most of the time it did, but I didn't allow myself to enjoy it, because I felt guilty about spending the money. Now, my father was telling me that is a good practice. I'm not saying it's not a good practice. But it also blocked me from having more. So it took me several years to work through that, where I say, okay, I spent this money, but more is coming. I know that more is coming. I trust that more is coming, and it's okay. It's okay. So here's, my God, time went by so fast. It's almost the end of the show. Sometimes, people sometimes protest as they tell their tales of shortage or scarcity, pointing out the reality of the shortage that they have experienced or witnessed or heard about. And we understand that there are plenty of examples to point to of people who are experiencing shortages of many things that they desire. But here's what we want to understand, that those experiences of shortage are not because abundance is not available, but it is because it is being disallowed. So if you continue to tell your stories of shortage, it only continues to contradict your desire for abundance. And you cannot have it both ways. You cannot focus upon unwanted and then receive wanted. You cannot focus upon stories about money that make you feel uncomfortable and then allow into your experience what makes you feel comfortable. You have to begin telling a different story if you want different results. So here's what we begin. This is what we would do, okay? I would start saying these things. I want to feel good. I want to feel productive and expansive. My thoughts are the basis for the attraction of all things that I consider to be good, which includes enough money for my comfort and joy. and which includes health and wonderful people around me who are stimulating and uplifting and exciting. Because when you begin telling the story of your desire, and then you add to it the details of the positive aspects that you can find that match those desires, and then you begin to embellish your positive expectation by speculating with your good feeling, oh my goodness, wouldn't it be nice if? And wouldn't it be nice if? So you would say things like, only good things come to me while I don't have all of the answers and while I don't know all of the steps and I can't identify all of the doors that are going to open for me. I know with every cell of my being that as I move through this time and space paradigm, that the path will be obvious to me. And I know I will be able to figure it out as I go along. And every time you tell a better feeling story, then you are going to feel better and the details of your life will improve. And the better it gets, oh, the better it gets. So, you know, we started this journey. I said, please write down your goals and tell me how you feel about it. So we've kind of gone through a significant portion of writing our financial abundance story. I want you to spend some time with what you wrote in the beginning and now take it to where it feels better, where you can begin to rewrite your financial abundance story so that you feel good. Amen. Dr. Reggie, take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and this lesson. And let us receive the blessings that you want to endow us with all the time. Let us knock out the energy of doubt and lack and a shortage. There is no shortage in the kingdom. There is no lack in the kingdom. There's only abundance and flourishing abundance from out of nowhere all the time. Let us live that premise. Let us know that we are blessed at all times in everything that we do according to our faith. We believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. I want you to watch your emails today because I'm sending you a very special email. If you're not on my mailing list, you need to go to circlesofprosperity.org and become a member. Or on our Facebook page, you look for the tab that says join our mailing list and join our mailing list there. I have a special message for you. And so I want to make sure that you all receive it. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.